Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with JB and Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis. For real, at 92.9 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Final segment of the show. Summer workouts underway, so going to bring you a couple of conversations. I got a chance to pull up on the Whitfield Academy Wolfpack football team, Douglas County Tigers football team. I've actually also pulled up on the Pope Lady Greyhounds volleyball team. They are the defending 5A champs, so shout out to Coach Eric Miller. You can actually go to PrepSportsNation.net to see all these conversations, but going to bring you Coach White and Coach Walsh, and want to give a quick shout out also to Coach Matt Webb and Coach Brian Whedon. Coach Matt Webb of Atlanta International School and Coach Whedon of Best Academy Boys Basketball, they're now a defending champs, but just won a state title, so congratulations to them on that. But shout outs to both Coach Webb and Coach Whedon checking in and on the socials there on the X at PS_Nation_. All right, come on in here, Sonny. You know, we had to jump right in, so we didn't get to do our normal 1-2-1-2. How you doing, man? You been all right?
I'm good. I was so shocked to hear so much about what's been going on with you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, it's life. It was a sucky way to go into Father's Day weekend. I've tried not to dwell too much on it because, you know, I'm just like, you know, I got to keep my mind right. We do a lot here, when it comes down to show prepping and trying to say. So I had to just kind of, and then just even for my family, we're so busy that it's just like, I can't dwell on it. It sucks. I hate it, you know, but it's one of those things where it's like, if you just kind of dwell on things, it can kind of just throw you. So I just didn't want to be thrown too much to kind of stay focused and stay up on. So, but you know, hey man, we here, man. You know what I'm saying? We moving on. So,
You know what's crazy? The line I thought of when you was describing it is as a young jock talking about, I'm from College Park where we chop cars.
It's probably what happened. Hey, real quick, before we get to Coach Walsh and Coach White, have you heard the Lil Wayne, the new album, Carter 6?
I refuse.
Oh my gosh, man.
Wayne
is catching a lot of heat on this album.
Carter 3 was the last one that I could actually like get behind. After that, it was like, okay, I'm good.
Was it Carter 3 or Carter 4 for me that I kind of? It might have been Carter 3 for me too. I can't remember, but I had no expectations. Like I actually, the album was better in my opinion. It's better than I thought it was going to be. Like I went into it like Wayne ain't put nothing solid out in a minute, but he's got like 6-7 tracks that I feel like are like straight bangers. And then he's got some other tracks that I feel like I can live with. Like, so I give it a B. If it was a letter grade, I'd give it a B. Like, I love, like, I saw one of my boys, shout out to Maceo Heard, Morris Brown, Mo Brown, Brown Knight. He was like, don't nobody need to remake Rock the Bells, because Wayne hasn't rocked the bells. Yo, that thing hits, bruh. Like, Maceo, I don't know what you was rocking. I know you said you was going to hit 285 and ride to the Wayne to see what it was hitting like. That Rock the Bells hits, bruh. Anyway, you know, I just had to ask you, brother, because we haven't talked about movies. Now, I know you're probably excited about Fantastic Four.
Ironheart,
the series. I'm going to go see Superman, but I'm not expecting, kind of like the Wayne album, not expecting a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go see it just because it is James Gunn. So, but I'm not expecting a lot.
That I recently seen, I wasn't expecting a lot from it. The newest Final Destination. I'm a fan of the franchise, uh-huh. And I, you know, the last couple kind of disappointed me, but this one is actually pretty
was
good.
It?
So well, I recommend it to anybody who's a fan of, you know, that kind of horror.
Well, what we saw, the boys wanted to take me, this was their Father's Day gift to me, was we saw the new Karate Kid Legends. So it's a boy movie. You know, it's a young boy movie, you know, Karate Kid, like, you know. That's all. I don't want to spoil it because I know some people may go out and still see it, maybe. But it had a moment in there where I was just kind of like, dude, really? So if anybody's seen it, they probably know what I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, that was a quick catch up with you because we usually do this every week, but... You know, it's been a while since we've talked, but been in the studio together.
The duo hasn't been together.
I know, right? So I definitely wanted to see how you felt about the Wayne. But all I'm gonna say, like, maybe put if you work out, all I'm saying is put it on, give it a solid list. You need some good earbuds. You need something that really brings out music. That's all, and brings out production. But give it a spin around the block. I think you'll be impressed.
And the clips, because they just dropped something as well.
It's not out yet. There's a single. Because I just double-checked before I came to work tonight because I knew I listened to the single. Single's pretty cool. And apparently there's a beef between this really, really heavy-set rapper dude, Dave somebody or something, man, and what's the main clips dude? The one that's
Push
been
relevant.
Pusha T. Yeah, so. All right, that's that. All right, summer workouts a bit underway, man. A couple of great conversations as I pulled up on Whitfield Academy. Up first, Coach Robert Walsh, he's heading into year three. Over there with the Wolfpack. And again, here's my conversation with Coach Walsh talking about the summer workouts and how things have been going.
Getting ready for this upcoming season.
I think the biggest thing is the numbers we have this year. So we have over 70 guys out here. So it's teaching every new guy kind of the standards and the expectations, the way we do things on the practice field, in the weight room, conditioning, all those things. This first week's just kind of getting their feet wet, letting them kind of understand what the expectations are, and then it'll keep ramping up from there.
All right, and touching on the numbers, you know, for you, you're heading into year three. How big has that been for you as far as the numbers, you know, consistently going over the years as it comes to you, you know, building?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Up this program.
It's been exciting to see. I think this community's kind of adopted like our football culture. You know, we went from 53 kids my first year to 60 last year, and now we're going to be at 73 kids this year. And I think that number is just going to continue to increase. Our fifth through eighth grade numbers are really great. I think it's, you know, people talk about kids today don't like doing hard things. But I disagree completely with that, because we have high standards here at Whitfield for our football program, and the kids are gravitating towards it, which is awesome to see.
All right. Mindset wise, obviously not the ending to last season that the guys that would have wanted, you and the guys would have wanted, but coming into this summer and really going into the spring, you know, those guys returning, what did you see mindset wise as far as their approach to want to take things further when it comes to this next season?
I mean, off season numbers as far as in the weight room and stuff were unbelievable. The highest attendance rate probably we've had since I've been here, from January all the way up until finals. I think we averaged on our team lifts on Wednesdays over 70 guys every Wednesday, which was awesome. So their mindset is they want to get over the hump. They want to be the first football team to go to the quarterfinals. They've kind of set that goal, which is a great goal, but we got to take care of 1 week at a time.
All right, and what's been your message to them as far as helping them with accomplishing that goal?
The biggest thing that we kind of went back to our three pillars, you know, discipline, love, and 1%. I tell people all the time, if we are disciplined, loving, and getting better at something every single day, I think everything will take care of itself. So we're harping on those three pillars every single day, trying to remind them being disciplined is running as hard as you can every sprint, knowing the playbook in and out, loving each other, helping the young guys understand what the expectations are, bringing them along, and then getting better at something every single day. Whether that's even – it doesn't even have to be football related. It's just being a better young man, being a better son. All those things matter in the long scheme of things.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I know you guys are getting to work and just getting ready to get things ramped up. So looking forward to seeing you out throughout the summer, and good luck this year.
Yep, we're excited, man, and go Pack.
All right, perfect.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thanks.
All right, that was Coach Robert Walsh, Whitfield Academy Wolfpack. All right, let's head to the west side. Douglas County Tigers, Coach Johnny White. Same thing, man. It was week two for them. Coach, how things been going throughout the summer so far?
All right, Coach, man, you back at it. Another year. First off, just talk about the, you know, week one and now here in week two, summer-wise. What have you been seeing from the guys as far as their enthusiasm about getting another season rolling?
The work has been great. The kids have been working real hard. I'm very impressed with our freshman group because we split them up, you know, older guys and young guys. These young guys have already understand that how we work here. So I'm real excited. This is a big senior class. We're excited. They've been here. They know what to expect. And they realize we just got to find another way to just get one step closer to our last goal. So.
All right. And speaking of that senior class, how important is that leadership for you when it comes down to allowing you to kind of really focus on the X's and O's of what you want them to do, and then them kind of being the ones to be the vocal leaders on the field? Because you've kind of had that a little bit the last couple of years, a couple of guys that have been, you know, in that role. So just how important has that been for you over the years?
Great teams are player led. That's the bottom line. We tell them that every day. Great teams are player led. So if they want to be considered a great team, then they have to be player led. If they want to consider to be a legendary team, then they'll all lead themselves. So we'll see how it goes this year. I'm very excited.
All right. Obviously, last year does not end the way you all would have wanted from that aspect when they came in, and even in the spring. But, you know, spring and summer, from that aspect, what did you see from them mentality-wise as far as how they were approaching, you know, wanting to get things started this season?
I mean, the first thing we had to tell them is even though the last 2 years didn't end the way we wanted them to, you still can't take away what we've done. Mm-hmm. You know, 24-4 is not something you can look down on or anything. So what do we have to do? What do we have to tweak to get to game 15? Mm-hmm. So that's all we're concerned about right now. I mean, the regular season's great. We want to take it week by week, and that every get the biggest game is the next game. But the bottom line is we want to try to find a way to get to 15.
All right, and what's kind of You know, do you guys do things in a phase? Like right now, are you kind of working on, or not working on, but kind of just focused in one particular area, this part, since it's so early in the summer? Or, you know, is it just, you know, look, we locking in on everything and we just want to keep building step by step until, you know, the season officially gets underway?
Right now, I think it's more attention to detail. Mm-hmm. You know, foot's not on the line. Everybody here at 8. Everybody in a single file line. Everybody dress code accordingly. So everything right now is attention to detail. But that's going to be the difference.
Right.
Those inches make the difference in the playoffs. So right now, that's what we're more concerned about. And togetherness. Learn how to love each other. I think the key to us is not playing for themselves, but playing for each other. Mm-hmm. If I can get 22 guys on the field or 11 guys on the field at one time that's willing to do that, I think we'll be in a good situation.
All right, Douglas County football in general, man, you guys have really built a phenomenal program as far as you and your staff, you know, over the years. Just talk about what it means for you, you know, just when you kind of reflect and see, you know, where you've been able to bring the program from and to, and nationally you guys are getting attention, even with your recruits, things of that nature. Just what does that mean for you from that standpoint, you know, when you kind of reflect a little bit on that?
I mean, just one word for me, and it's just blessed. I mean, we give God the glory in everything we do, and I'm just the outlet of all the things he's blessed me with. So it's just a blessing to me. I mean, I tell them all the time, what you need to do is God has blessed you with some talent. Your best way to honor that is to show your talent and then give him the glory. So I'd be crazy to take any credit for anything we've done right now. It's all glory to him, and that's what I believe.
All right, and it's funny. Hey, that's what I actually was going to ask you that next about, you know, just how important – because, you know, we're connected outside of just football mm-hmm. and covering sports, you know, and I see and I really appreciate, you know, you do not hesitate to, you know, give praise for just things going on in your life in general. So I was going to ask, you know, how pivotal that is for you when it comes down to, you know, being the coach here. But so you kind of touched on that.
I'm a praiser regardless.
Yeah.
If you see anything that I post, every win or every loss, it's still going to be God is good because it's a game.
Yeah.
As much as I love this thing, as much as it's blessed me, as much as it's paid for college, got me out of a lot of situations, the bottom line is it is still a game. Mm-hmm. Life goes on.
Right.
So I'm going to praise him regardless. So it is what it is.
Good deal, man. Well, Coach, I want to thank you for, again, letting me come out, man. I obviously want to wish you guys nothing but success this year. What's a final word from you as far as what you want to tell the Douglas County community and supporters about this upcoming season?
Let's pack this place out. We need everybody at the Mercedes-Benz on August 16th. We're playing a great team in North Gwinnett, and let's just get ready to go.
Good deal, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
Coach.
You.
Yes, sir.
All right, that was Coach Johnny White, Douglas County Tigers. Man, when I tell you they got some meat on that line. They got something bigger. They got one boy. Good Lord Jesus. Why didn't I get blessed to be big? My goodness, anyway. That's gonna do it for this week's show. Sonny, appreciate you holding me down, man. Let's get out of here until the next time, which is about 2 weeks, I believe. We'll do it again then, all right? This is Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.